What do illustrators do? Written and illustrated by Eileen Crisolo. What do illustrators do? They tell stories with pictures. This picture shows where two illustrators live and work. Suppose those two illustrators each decided to illustrate Jack and the Beanstalk. Would they tell the story the same way? Would they draw the same kind of pictures? I'm going to retell and illustrate Jack and the Beanstalk. Go lie down, Scooter. I'll take you for a walk later.
I've been asked to illustrate Jack and the Beanstalk. Go away, Leonard. There are so many scenes I want to illustrate. But I need to fit all of Jack and the Beanstalk into 32 pages. That's a tight fit.
Are all books 32 pages?
Most picture books are.
First, illustrators decide which scenes in the story they want to illustrate. A plan shows which pictures go on which pages. After illustrators make a plan for their book, they need to make a dummy. A dummy is a model of the book. First, they decide what shape and size the book will be. Then they make sketches of the pictures that will go on each page of the dummy. The first sketches are often rough scribbles on tracing paper. As they are sketching, illustrators need to decide how things will look. The characters, their clothes, the setting. Illustrators can use their imaginations, or they may have to do some research.
I'll make Jack look like me in fourth grade. What is the shape of a beanstalk leaf? I imagine Jack lives in a small country cottage surrounded by palm trees.
Some illustrators are also authors. They can change their story as they work on the sketches. Why does this story have to be about Jack? It could be about Jacqueline. She could live in this building. The beanstalk could grow on our roof. Hey, Mom, Jacqueline can look like me.
That will make her book different from his.
This is how we look when we are rough sketches.
Each illustration has a different problem. For instance, from what point of view do you draw the magic bean being planted? Should I draw this picture from a bird's eye view? Close up? Far away? A mouse's eye view?
The mouse can't see the bean at all. The close-up, bird's-eye view shows the bean best.
How do you draw a beanstalk so it looks like it's growing?
Leonard, stop scratching. Leonard, you'll give the drawing scale. What is scale?
Hey, that's me. The beanstalk is smaller than me, then taller and taller. You are like a measuring stick or a scale.
There is usually more than one way to solve the same problem. Wow, Mom! The beanstalk must be enormous. Look at the roots.
Those roots are huge compared to Jacqueline.
Here is another problem. How do you make a beanstalk look really tall? I could draw Jacqueline looking down the beanstalk. Or looking up at it. If the giant doesn't look big enough or scary enough, the illustrator will draw that picture again.
Maybe the giant should be bigger than the page. And what would Jack see when he looks up at the giant?
Which picture do you think he should use in the book?
Raised eyebrows? Eyes wide open? Mouth open? How would it feel to run across a table right under the nose of a sleeping giant? Illustrators need to draw how their characters feel. Sometimes they make faces in a mirror to see how an expression would look. Sometimes illustrators need someone else to model for them. Pretend you're running across the giant's table with the hen. Good, I'll sketch quickly. Mom, hurry up! Leonard doesn't like being a hen.
Hi, is Leonard here?
Hi, he's modeling for me. Come on in. Leonard was a golden egg-laying hen.
What are you working on?
My own version of Jack and the Beanstalk.
So am I.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Your dummy is different from mine. Different place, different people.
And remember, our illustration styles are very different. I like both books.
What is style?
It's how they draw the illustrations.
Each illustrator has a different style of drawing, just as every person has a different style of handwriting.
We're trying a new style.
When illustrators have finished their dummies, they show them to the editor and the designer at the publishing company. The editor decides whether the pictures tell the story. I love your illustrations, but Jack looks too old at the end of the book, and on page 21, the giant doesn't look mean enough.
Okay, those things should be easy to fix.
If she loves his book, why does she want him to change it?
She's just suggesting ways to make it better.
The designer makes suggestions about the design of the book. She chooses the typeface for the words and the cover. Illustrators need to decide how they want to do the finished illustrations. They can draw different kinds of lines and textures with different kinds of tools. I'm trying different kinds of lines. Pencil, pen, brush. They can color their illustrations with paint, pastels, pencils, or crayons. They can do an illustration without any black line at all.
I'm experimenting. I've tried watercolors, watercolor crayons, and colored pencils.
Illustrators need to choose the paper they want to use for their finished illustrations. Some papers are good for watercolor, others for pastel, others for pencil. Some are smooth, some are textured. I want a smooth watercolor paper since I'm using pen and ink and watercolor.
I want paper with a little more texture. I'm using watercolors and colored pencils.
Sometimes illustrators throw away their pictures and start again. Sometimes they change the colors. Or they may change the composition. It can take months to finish all the illustrations for a picture book. At last, I finished all 32 pages and the cover. It looks great, Mom! Before they are sent to the publisher, they need to be checked to make sure nothing is left out. Except here, you forgot the polka dots on Jacqueline's shirt. Oh, phooey.
She also forgot to feed me this morning.
Don't worry. Once they finish the books, they'll pay attention to us again.
I'm finished.
Me too. Can I see your...